Kwaba Akabo Jambo, and hello, Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats Ngwe. We give you weekly updates on crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent. I am Miss Purple.
And I am Neki.
Your favorite decentralized reporters from Africa.
We take another deep dive to see how the markets are doing this week. And I mean, in the past couple of months, the markets have been going sideways. Just when we think they're about to recover, they slump again. So it's more like a chicken and egg situation where somebody's always chasing something. So we have Bitcoin currently sitting at $21,517.31, up from $19,822.36 last week. We have Ethereum currently sitting at $1,733.40, up from $1,544.60 last week. Brief reminder that the merge is set for approximately 4 days from now. We're all excited. The entire Ethereum community is excited, especially ETH maximalists like me. Anyway, Solana currently sits at $35.01, up from $31.03 from last week. Optimism is at $1.41, up from $1.18. The Binance coin is currently at $296.32, up from $275.62. And the Bank token has remained relatively stable, currently sitting at $0.01377 compared to a $0.01332 figure from last week.
Moving into our national currency, starting off with the Ghanaian cedi, which is at 10.02 cedis to the dollar, exactly the same as it was this time last week. The Nigerian Naira is at 427.26 Naira to the dollar, up from 423.42 last week. The Lesotho Luti and the South African Rand sit at 17.19 Rand to the dollar, down from 17.30 last week. The Kenyan Shilling is 120.4 shillings to the dollar, up from 120.3 last week. And last but certainly never the least, the Central African CFA franc sits at 651.77 franc to the dollar compared to 656.5 last week. And as a reminder, like we mentioned, you know, none of these numbers are able to fully encapsulate everything that goes on the ground. They may seem stable in the sense that they are, you know, there's not much movement upward or downward. Whatever movement that does occur is quite minimal, but that does not always mean that things are great. It does not mean that they are kosher. So I would say take caution if you're going to try to, you know, figure out which one is the best option. At this point, there does not seem to be any rest for any of us at this point, whether you're looking at the macro side of things or the crypto side of things. Everything is risky, so be careful where you invest your time, your energy, and your funds as well. With that, we're going to do a quick update of last week's headlines, starting off with Nigeria. More than a third of Africa's 53 million crypto owners are from Nigeria, according to a study by AAA.
The Central African Republic's Crypto for Citizenship scheme has crashed.
The CEO of Luno Expeditions, Jocelyn Cheng, believes the next big opportunities for crypto are in Kenya, Nigeria, and other countries.
As is a common trend with many African countries, Ethiopia has moved from outrightly banning cryptocurrency to regulating it.
South African cryptocurrency ownership rate has moved to 10%, according to a report, placing them at around 18th out of the 26 countries for crypto adoption in Africa.
South African rugby icon Siya Kolisi headlines new crypto advertising campaign.
Cardano participates in a funding round in Kenya that sees more than $11 million worth of funding raised for a blockchain startup.
Binance concludes crypto meetups across southern Nigeria.
And the last update from last week's news, the CEO of ChainX leads the charge for affordable crypto trading in Africa. With that, that brings us to this week's news updates. We're going to start off with our two favorite words in this entire podcast, Nigeria and Binance. Nigeria and Binance are in early stage talks for a crypto-friendly economic zone.
Indeed, our two favorite words. The Nigeria Export Processing Zones Authority, NEPSA, is in talks with Binance to create a crypto-friendly free zone in Nigeria. Following the increasing adoption of crypto, irrespective of the crypto ban that was placed on Nigeria, Adesoji Adesugba, managing director at NEPSA, believes Nigeria will flourish even further if virtual free zones are set up to take advantage of a near-trillion-dollar virtual economy in blockchains and digital currencies. With NEPSA also in discussions with Talent City, which specializes in building special economic zones, and with sites set on mirroring the Dubai virtual free zone, the body looks to establish special economic zones to benefit Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in Nigeria. Indeed, our two favorite words, Nigeria and Binance, always making the rounds, always making the headlines. And I'm just super optimistic about this. First off, it seems something really novel. I mean, pretty new to Africa. And I'm also pretty optimistic about the success that could come out of it. First off, because Nigeria is not exactly ideating from scratch, which is not such a bad thing. I mean, there is already a system that works with Dubai. And what Nigeria is trying to do is to mirror that system and basically replicate it and make it come alive in Nigeria. And I feel like that is a great way to go, saves a lot of potential inefficiencies, saves a lot of time, and definitely almost guarantees success at 100%, all things being equal. Looking forward to that. Now, moving on to the next headline. Metaverse Magna raises $3.2 million to power Africa's largest gaming DAO.
With a focus on emerging markets, Nestcoin raised and successfully completed a pre-seed round for Metaverse Magna, also known as MVM. Due to the yearly high purchase increase in consoles and in-apps, MVM views games as a way of introducing more people to Web3, and the organization welcomed contributions from investors, saying that the fund will expand efforts to build Africa's largest gaming DAO, as well as give high opportunities to the gamers. Furthermore, it aims to lower the unemployment rate and provide a means of awarding scholarships to the majority of gamers with regard to fantastic opportunities for youth, particularly in Africa. The company is also said to be developing the social gaming app Hyper without a set launch date as yet, and the gaming DAO platform plans to release some Web2 games as well. From a personal standpoint, this is quite exciting because we had, as Bankless Africa, we had the opportunity of speaking with Nestcoin founder Yele Bademosi. If you have not had the opportunity to listen to that one, be sure to do so. We will leave the links to that in the show notes below. But overall, as a person who was quite a hefty gamer myself back in the day during my time, I think this is phenomenal. I think this is a perfect opportunity for young people to explore what it could mean to, you know, it's going to sound cliche, but to be like other kids, you know, to be able to enjoy what you do and benefit from that as well. I've seen gamers be able to make an entire living out of streaming their games, you know, and have partnerships with certain brands because of that as well, and therefore be able to build an entire career out of being a gamer because that's something that they genuinely enjoy. So this is a prime opportunity for Africa to tap into that arena as well, because we know that gaming is international. It's as international as it gets, especially when certain games are accessible across the continent or across the entire globe. It opens up a plethora of opportunities, and, you know, being able to award scholarships to gamers because of this, I think that is a step in a wonderful and phenomenally exciting direction. So kudos to Metaverse Magna and to Nestcoin for everything that they're doing. On to our next headline. Bitso partners with Africa to facilitate crypto remittances between Canada and Mexico.
Bitso, one of the most popular Latin America cryptocurrency platform, with a whopping 15 million users, has teamed up with AfriChange, a platform in Africa, to address the challenges of cross-border trading, resulting in less complicated, user-friendly, and quick trade methods. With this partnership, issues with transfer, speed, cost, and exchange rates are supposed to be generally eliminated. This partnership aims to breathe new life into the existing cryptocurrency use cases, which include international payments and exchanges. Bitso, which aims to handle at least 10% of exchanges and trades from the US to Mexico, has completed transactions totaling more than $1 billion in cryptocurrency. With immigrants in mind, AfriChange has made it much simpler for its users by lowering transaction costs while still assisting users in utilizing blockchain technology. I mean, first off, 15 million users is a super large consumer base. And to think that a company this large would want to team up with an African startup, which is AfriChange, that is mind-blowing, basically. Because, I mean, we see a lot of these partnerships. We see many of these enterprises in Europe and the Americas trying to work closely with startups in Africa to, you know, like, blow up what we're trying to do, you know, create a blockchain economy, a fully diversified blockchain economy. And 15 million users is a lot. And also, given the volume of transactions they've done to date, that's well over $1 billion in cryptocurrency. They're no small fish. And I feel like whatever it is they're trying to achieve with the partnership with AfriChange, in terms of cryptocurrency exchanges, in terms of reduced transaction costs, in terms of making it easier for people to get onboarded into crypto and, you know, transact and getting people to better utilize blockchain technology, I feel like it's a step in the right direction, because AfriChange could definitely use all of that leverage. I mean, it gives them so much access to infrastructure that they probably do not currently have access to. It gives them access to having the means to use technology for cross-border payments, gives them access to, well, an added 15 million users potentially. I think that's all good stuff for Africa, and I think that's also good stuff for AfriChange. It could definitely be one of the miracles we need to blow up the blockchain economy in Africa, and I'm definitely looking forward to see how that turns out. Moving on to the next headline, the Binance charity, in collaboration with Women in Tech, is set to train Moroccan women on blockchain.
Africa is experiencing a rapid uptick in blockchain participation and cryptocurrency awareness. This is particularly due to the wave of blockchain education sweeping across the continent due to the efforts of organizations such as Binance. Binance Charity, which is an offshoot of the Binance Scholar Program, targeted at blockchain philanthropy in collaboration with Women in Tech, will provide blockchain education training to women living in underprivileged cities in Morocco. The program is designed to break financial limiting factors for women in these regions through educational efforts, and it will stretch across a total of 10 countries in Africa, including Morocco, of course. It will be financed by a 250,000 fund pool, which was donated by the Binance Charity Organization. It is quite phenomenal to once again see Binance doing what it does best, and that is educate the masses. At the end of the day, we have to admit that, you know, there's only so much we can do as individuals. There's only so much education we're able to impart to the masses if you're going about it as a small group of people. But when you're an organization like Binance, you're obviously way more capable of reaching a larger audience, and you have a certain level of credibility behind you as well. And kudos to Binance for seeing this as an opportunity as well, you know, understanding that it's not a zero-sum game. If you win, we win, you know. So if you educate more people will come into crypto. And if more people come into it, it becomes more, you know, more credible, I guess. And there's more opportunity in it. There's more innovation that comes out of the space as well. So kudos to them for looking at it in this way and for continuing to build and help educate communities in terms of what crypto is and what it's about and what we're trying to do here in this frontier. On to our next headline. According to a survey, 62% of Moroccans have never even heard of Bitcoin. Hence, this educational program put together by Binance.
Binance making headlines yet again. Now, we all know that cryptocurrency is more or less becoming like a new religion for millions of people in the African financial space. I mean, almost everybody wants in on it right now. And Bitcoin, as the pioneer cryptocurrency, remains the most popular, far more popular to date than Ethereum or Solana or Cardano or any of the other ones we know. Now, Bitcoin has risen in popularity among the local Moroccan community. A recent report from a survey has shown that the majority of people in the possession of digital currencies in the country are young persons aged 25 to 34, representing only about 38% of the surveyed group. Now, despite the government's standing ban on cryptocurrency, trading, or any such activities, Bitcoin adoption in the country seems to be moving at a very steady pace. And although there are a lot more people in the dark about what Bitcoin is, there is room for greater adoption and involvement. I mean, from a general standpoint, we might want to say that 38% is a lot, right? But if we're considering the fact that the 38% only accounts for a small test group, then yeah, we know that there's still a lot more work to be done in Morocco, given the fact that statistically, for using that small test group to graphically represent the entire country, we still have 62% of people who have never heard of Bitcoin or blockchain technology. They don't even know what it is. I mean, this is 2022 and the world is a global village, right? So this kind of information should travel like really quick with speed of lightning. And you would expect that for a country like Morocco, they would have like much more higher adoption rates. But apparently there is still much more work to be done. And this is where Binance is choosing to step in yet again. You know, educational efforts, trying to get people more informed about what this is. You know, I just feel like people will never want to get involved in something they know nothing about. And that's why education is super important. The more people know, the more willing they might be to get their hands in it, to get knee deep in it, to stay committed to it, you know, to rough it out, to stick with it. And I just honestly feel that young people are really the future of cryptocurrency. Young people are really the future of technology in general, because in most of these industries, these emerging industries, we have leaders and innovators, mostly young people. And it's just super exciting to see that we have all of this energy and we have all of this optimism flying around. And the future pretty much looks really bright, because all of this ideation would eventually lead to innovation that would turn into something massive for Africa, you know, results. We begin to possess the power to solve our own problems rather than depending on somebody else to do that for us. And I feel like this is the power of technology, and this is the power that blockchain technology in particular can give to Africans. And I am just super excited to see that a lot of people are trying to grab a piece of it and see how they can use this technology to ideate, to innovate, to create solutions. It's just beautiful in its entirety. Moving on to the next headline, Ghana's MyBitStore app becomes the Paxful and Coinbase of Africa, with a whopping 250 payment methods available on its platform.
The MyBitStore app has managed to merge the functionality of Paxful's peer-to-peer model with the direct crypto sale approach of Coinbase. This, combined with the Benjamin Anderson-developed escrow system program, allows them to tap into a global set of traders. The Ghanaian developer, Benjamin, firmly believes that, and I quote, "Despite the relatively extensive use of cryptocurrencies in Ghana, there happens to be a major problem in trust with the use of the traditional peer-to-peer model," end quote. The app is accessible through Google Play Store and the Apple App Store and supports over 250 payment options, including mobile money, bank transfers, in-person cash payments, PayPal, Western Union, and Chipper Cash, just to name a few. This new merge model also includes a rating system where buyers and sellers can rate each other, and these peer reviews will go a long way towards encouraging A-class behavior from all players. As a person who lives where I live and has experienced how difficult it is for me to try to off-ramp my crypto into my fiat, because unfortunately I do need fiat to be able to survive. You know, as much as we may want to go bankless, we also can't go full turkey crypto. We do still have to interact with fiat now and again. And especially given where we live, you know, in terms of the African continent, there's still so much that is yet to be done in terms of that kind of adoption where you can access certain services by using or by presenting your crypto for each transaction. So because of that, we do have to be realistic about the fact that off-ramping is imperative to us as a people. And seeing a platform like the MyBit Store put together a roster of over 250 payment options it's encouraging. And it says to me that you see us, you understand what our issues are and what our pain points are. Because at the end of the day, there are some people who don't see as much value in needing to bring on so many methods of off-ramping or, you know, so many payment options because they don't see it as necessary. But I give kudos to the MyBit Store app because I think being Ghanaians themselves and being in the continent, they're able to be on the ground and understand what we need as people and what we need from the innovations that come out of this. So it is quite exciting. I do hope that it is able to be usable across the entire continent and it's not just accessible to people in certain regions of the continent. On to our next headline, 20% of Ghanaian internet users currently own cryptocurrency.
A very recent survey of the Ghana cryptocurrency community has shown that adoption is on steady rise, with at least 20% of all Ghanaians of legal age with access to the internet possessing digital currency. Bitcoin remains the most popular among the people in this demographic, with more than 50% of them holding Bitcoin and at least 20% holding Ethereum. Now, given the bearing of the market in recent months and market volatility in general, we would normally expect a trend where a lot more people begin to offboard, you know, maybe begin to sell their assets, begin to dump their assets, begin to say, shit, I'm never doing crypto again, damn it. But it's the exact opposite. I mean, this just doesn't apply to Ghana. This stretches over countries in Africa, the entirety of countries in Africa, where you see that Kenyans, Nigerians, everybody else still onboarding, still engaging in blockchain education and awareness activities, still buying assets, still holding assets, still trading. And it's like, Africans are not backing down. You know, we're like, oh, whatever happens, we're going to see where this takes us. I feel it's like a very risky line of thought because, I mean, yeah, we all believe in blockchain technology, but like, what if there is a what if? But it's like people don't care. They're like, we're going to blindly believe in this. We're going to stay optimistic. And I just feel like that bullish attitude, that bullish nature might just be the right drive we need to get us to where we need to be. I mean, we're all still hopeful in the promise that blockchain technology holds for the future of Africa. And I really would like to see that promise come to life. Really, I would like to see it come to life. And moving on to the next headline. Legal experts say Nigeria is in need of clear-cut guidelines for the cryptocurrency industry.
Nigeria remains one of Africa's leading countries in terms of cryptocurrency adoption and blockchain acceptance. Although the central bank has imposed restrictions and regulations to the trading and holding of cryptocurrency, Nigerians have continued to devise creative methods to slip under the radar. Paxful reports that Nigerians have done at least $400 million worth of cryptocurrency trade between January and June of 2022. The call for well-defined guidelines that will regulate the operations of individuals and enterprises in the crypto industry is being clamored for. Legal experts suggest that an operations blockchain regulatory framework within the country will be useful in ensuring consumer safety and compliance with the country's financial regulations at all times. A good friend of mine likes to say, do the thing you need to do and the regulation will follow. And I think she had a point because I think it's seeing this $400 million in 6 months that will definitely make people say, okay, we need to put something in place. Because you cannot, as an entire country, overlook the fact that Nigerians have traded over $400 million worth of crypto. Which means if you were to put regulation and you know, everything else surrounding that, you could be able to guarantee, number one, a certain modicum of security for people. You could make sure that you encourage people to to be more educated in it. And in that way, they won't have to slip under the radar, because if you slip under the radar, you're probably going to have to do a few, one or two sinister things here and there, which might not be safe for you, you know? So I think that could definitely encourage a certain modicum of safety. And it would be absolutely terrible and tragic if that $400 million were to be lost because Nigerians had to slip under the radar because they were trying to be safe, but also, you know, secure their entire future. So I think that moments like this are moments of introspection for the Nigerian government, but not just them, but also the African continent as a whole, to say, look at the amount of time and effort and money that your people are willing to put into this new innovation and this new frontier. How much of that are you willing to lose? How much of that are you okay with not getting a share in terms of being able to contribute towards how it goes, how it's able to grow, and how it's able to evolve with you at the helm as well? If you're okay with losing out on all of that, then I cool bet I can understand. But if you genuinely want to see your country evolve and be developed within this frontier, then I say consider looking into what it is the people need, what it is that is necessary to help both parties to benefit the most out of this. And that's where the magic lies. On to our next and final headline for this week. Once again, Binance. Binance officially launched their zero-fee South African rand deposits.
At this point, I feel like we should probably give Binance a round of applause somehow. Okay. Now, as a part of its efforts to consolidate its presence in the South African cryptocurrency environment, Binance has introduced a zero-fee charge on all deposits on its platform made using the local currency, the South African rand. This policy is effective as of the 7th of September 2022. Binance is steady with its mission to provide blockchain education to unreached regions and lowering the barriers of accessibility and involvement in the blockchain space. Binance is like super bullish on South Africa. I mean, it was only a couple weeks ago they announced they were moving heavily in operations in South Africa. Then shortly after that, they announced they were going to create a local bank account to fund their operations in South Africa. And now they're doing this, you know, eliminating fees for making deposits on the Binance platform if you're going to do that in the local currency, which is the rand. So all of this is, this in particular actually supports the local currency. You know, I feel like it makes it more valuable in the sense that Binance is not coming into South Africa with a mindset of trying to place some foreign currency above theirs. They're giving them full power to say, we're coming to your region and we respect you for what you are, for you, who you are. We see you as a sovereign country and we respect your currency. And I feel like that's a good enough message that Binance is already passing to the general financial system in South Africa. And then also the fact that people don't have to think about paying fees for making deposits, that is super awesome. I mean, I really wish I would never have to pay fees for anything. You know, fees can be such a pain in the ass. And this actually bodes a lot of good faith for Binance and the cryptocurrency community in South Africa. And I know that Binance is probably doing all of this to try and plant a strong foothold in South Africa, you know, consolidate its business interests. But I feel like besides that, there is a broader purpose. You know, it's still vying for inclusion. And I feel like that is working out perfectly. It looks like it's turning out nicely. And just kudos to Binance, as usual. They're always doing the most, and I'm strongly rooting for Binance because I am a Binance channel also. Kudos to Binance.
I think that, you know, at the end of the day, it's quite phenomenal to see all the innovation that continues to go on across the continent, from Binance to Nescoin to Bitso to the MyBit store. You know, it is encouraging to see that we're not alone, because I think sometimes when you're in it by yourself, you feel like you're in it alone, because there aren't a lot of people that you can kind of go to, you know, have a conversation with about all of this, have a conversation about the fact that the merge is coming. You know, there's some people that don't even understand what the merge is. I can't call up my mother and say, hey, ma, do you know what the merge is? That's a completely different conversation. So it is very, very excited for us to see the fact that we can come together and put together all these innovations that are essentially front running an entire frontier and an entire evolution of how we view money, how we view wealth, and how we view just creating, essentially, you know, in technology as well. So I am quite, I don't like the word bullish, but I guess I'm quite excited about everything that is going on here. And I am looking forward to all the many, many things that will continue to come out of this. Because again, I feel like the cliche is, however, very, very true in that we are early. You know, there's still a lot that's going to happen. There's still a lot more of this, you know, this bear that we feel we're in. There's still a lot more of it to come. However, I'm very, very positive in that we will come out of it in good light. If you stick around and you're still here today, kudos to you, because you've done a phenomenal job. You are still here, which is for me, that's a big deal. That's a very big deal. With that, just a reminder that none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can, of course, always use the links in the show notes to do your own research. Don't forget to subscribe, share, leave a rating, and please, if you're able, leave a review as well. It makes it that much easier for us to be able to continue giving you the shows that we try to bring you every week. After all, we are our own wildest dreams, the hope of our own tomorrow. So, until next time, be relentless.